Hello, my name is Bex Raven. Over my lifetime, I have discovered some life-changing ideas that have allowed me to help both myself and many, many others. And today, I'm here for you. This podcast will discuss everything from business management and daily schedules to personal well-being and why it's okay to eat chocolate cake for breakfast. So stay with me and learn how to slow down, live better, and be a happier you. Hello, welcome to today's episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi. So today I thought I'd talk a little bit about what Wabi Sabi actually is and how it might be able to help you at the moment. The Wabi Sabi is a Japanese theory. It's a huge theory and it would take hours, if not days, to actually go into the absolute complexities of it. But in essence, it covers three things. That life is imperfect, incomplete, it's part of an ongoing cycle. It's impermanent. So if we take these things, we can look at the situation that we're in at the moment and our everyday life, of course, and we can say, do you know what? We can actually cope. We can survive and we can get through. Because if we understand those things, if we take those concepts and we look at them quite simply, it basically says to us that actually an awful lot of what life is about is that we can't really control anything. So if we go right back to basics and we say that the average human being is actually at heart a bit of a control freak. And that is really where a lot of people are struggling right now, is that so much of what is going on is massively out of our control. Or to the point that it is so much out of our control that it is in somebody's else's hand what is going on. That is making a lot of us feel very, very uncomfortable. What Wabi Sabi actually teaches us here is that really, all the time, life is not in our control. We cannot control every single ebb and flow, everything that happens of every day. If we take it back to a situation that, quite frankly, we're probably quite glad we're not having to do at the moment. When we're driving down a motorway, for instance, we're trying to get somewhere, we're trying to go to a location that we've got to be at a certain time. And all of a sudden, there seems to be an awful lot of other people that are trying to do it as well. And then we can't actually progress at the speed we wanted to, and we get stuck in one of those things that we've called, quite simply, a traffic jam. It's very inconvenient. It's very inconvenient for all the other people as well. And we start to get quite frustrated by it. We're not going to make it to that place in time. We're not going to get to that appointment. We're not going to have the time we need before we get there to set up or whatever. Unless, of course, we've left an awful lot of time because we know the traffic jam's going to happen. But still, often it's frustrating because we don't like having to travel at 40 miles an hour down a 70 mile an hour road. Or, God forbid, we're actually not traveling at any speed at all because in typical M25 or M6 fashion, we've actually ground to a complete halt. Now, this is something that's completely beyond our control. And what we have to do is reframe that situation and think to ourselves, well, there is actually no reason to get annoyed with this because I cannot do anything about it. I cannot change the speed at which I am traveling. Whatever I do, I am still stuck in this traffic jam. You have to look at what you can do instead with that time. Can you stick on the radio and listen to something? Can you put on your favourite podcast? Can you listen to some music and sing your songs out loud? Can you take the time just to think quietly? You've been given the luxury of a little bit of time. Now, for an awful lot of people at the moment, it's a similar kind of situation. We're almost stuck in a little bit in a traffic jam of life. Life has now ground to a halt. It's slowed right down. It's not moving at the speed that we're used to for a lot of people. We can't do the things we would normally be doing. We can't be running around and rushing about and making it to meetings and things. Or if we are, we're having to do it in a different way. But again, it's things that we can't control. And we need to understand that just like in that traffic jam on the motorway, there's nothing we can do about it. We can't change how long this is going to be going on for. We can't change the rate at which anyone else can work. And it doesn't matter how much we rush around trying to make a difference. It's not going to change how long this happens for. So what we have to do is look at the situation that we're in and reframe that situation. So just as Wabi Sabi asked us to before, find a new way of looking at it. So take that time. Use that slowness. Use that extra time that we've been granted right now to do something different. Whether it's, again, finding your favourite music, listening to something, learning something new, taking a bit more time for yourself. Just reframe that situation into something that becomes a positive. I'm starting to see more and more positive stories coming out of this. More and more people starting to say, now they've got over the initial shock, that actually they're starting to enjoy this extra time. They're starting to enjoy not having to commute every day. They're starting to enjoy having a bit of extra time with their family or actually having a bit more quiet in their life. And this is something else that Wabi Sabi teaches us, that being more in tune with yourself and spending more time on yourself is important. Spending lots of time actually understanding what's going on in your life is a very good thing to do, because the more you know about yourself, the more in control and happy you can be. If you understand how you are, you will notice sooner as well when things are not how they should be. You'll notice when you're physically or mentally out of balance. Balance is a very important thing. And again, Wabi Sabi teaches us that keeping that balance and keeping it level is important. So even in that ongoing cycle of life, we need to understand that we need to strike a balance on the way through. And as that cycle changes and as we change, we're going to have to alter the things around us to keep that balance. So whether we need to spend less time doing some things that we used to enjoy more, and more time doing things that we didn't even think we liked doing. And this is a good time to rediscover what those things are. So recently, I've been massively rediscovering my love of gardening. It's something I've not spent enough time on over the last few years, and I've wanted to. Now, I have got a large space and I've wanted to do more with it, and it's actually frustrated me that I've not been able to. So being able to reframe my time and reuse it in order to do that has been really, really good for me. So if you can have a look at the things in your life and see what you've been missing, what you haven't been doing, because actually being outdoors like that is very good for you. Wabi Sabi teaches us, in fact, that being in tune with nature and being in balance with nature is a very important part of life. Scientists have proved recently that spending 20 to 30 minutes outdoors, even 2 to 3 times a week, actually changes the hormonal balance in our bodies. What it does is it actually starts to release hormones that actually lower our stress levels. And what you may be finding as we get further and further into this lockdown is that because you may be having the ability to spend more time outdoors, this may actually be starting to happen to you. Now, this is something that if you're actually finding a positive response this way, you need to look at how you can keep this up. Finding these positive factors now is something that you need to consider how you're going to keep these positive influences on your life as we move forwards into what becomes the new normal beyond this situation. And understanding how you're feeling is going to be an important way to help you balance that afterwards. Wabi Sabi teaches us as well this idea that nothing has to be perfect. And that means us too. So it's okay if sometimes you wake up in the morning and you really don't feel great. That's really normal. Even when we're not going through a world-changing crisis, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to wake up and think, do you know what? Today I really don't feel great. And those are the days where you need to do the things that really make you feel better. Whether they're little things, whether they're big things, whether it's just eating ice cream for breakfast. Just do something to help lift your spirits. And Wabi Sabi tells us that that's all right, because we don't have to be a superhuman every day. And the other thing is, we don't have to show the world that we're a superhuman all the time. There's no need to be feeling that you have to be always portraying this vision of the most amazing person constantly. It's okay to have flaws. It's okay to be makeup free. It's okay to not wear your finest clothes all the time. And it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to admit that for the last episode I turned the wrong microphone on and that's why it's got a slight buzz in the background. We all have our Wabi Sabi moments. These things happen. Life goes on. The other thing Wabi Sabi teaches us is that nothing's ever going to be complete. And that means us too. We're all part of an ongoing learning process. We're learning new things every day. Now, I don't mean we're all dashing off to university to take new courses or massively further ourselves. It could just be little things. Tiny little things about ourselves, about other people. It could be anything. And we learn them from everywhere, whether it's physically sitting down to learn at a computer or at a book, or whether it's just comments that people make, or whether it's just being in the world and absorbing the information around us. The world is an amazing place, and we're all very lucky to be a part of it. And at this very, very difficult time, it is challenging us, and it is teaching us that it is always changing, and that it is always going to give us challenges. But as humans, we are doing very well, and we are fighting back as we always do. But right now, you really need to remember that Wabi Sabi is going to be here for you as a support and a reminder that every day you can carry on being you, as imperfect, incomplete, and impermanent as you are. Carry on being amazing. Thank you for listening to this episode of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi. My name's Bex Raven, and if you'd like to learn more, head on over to my website, www.bexraven.co.uk. You can also grab a book, Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi. It's available on the website through the shop. If you fancy joining in the chat online, you can also join the Wabi Sabi Collective on Facebook. A great group with lots of like-minded people to talk away about anything and everything you like. Stay safe. I'll see you next time.